Testing, testing.
Loud and clear.
Good morning.
Testing.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
I'm ready when you are, Bruce.
All right. Thank you, Madam Clerk. We will go ahead and call the Board of Supervisors meeting, this County of San Luis Obispo, to order for February 1st, 2022. We are conducting this meeting remotely by Zoom pursuant to AB 361 and board action we took last week. I would note that that resolution last week authorized us to continue with remote meetings for 30 days. And so pending confirmation with our staff, we very well may hold our next meeting on February 15th remotely as well. We do not have folks in the chambers. There will be no in-person public comment, but the posted agenda does have information about how to participate in this meeting. Particularly the Zoom meeting ID, if you're not on Zoom yet, is 839-6040-3534. And the dial-in telephone number is area code 786-635-1003. And again, that information is on the posted agenda on the website. I would also note for those of you listening through the county stream or on channel 21, there is a fairly noticeable delay in what you receive, probably about 20 seconds to 30 seconds after we speak it here on the Zoom meeting. And so if you are interested in public comment, I would urge you to get dialed in or onto Zoom so we could be more in real time. With that, if you would please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Madam Clerk, if you would please read the changes to today's agenda.
One added item to consent. As item number 12, submittal of a written recommendation of the hearing officer to approve the request by F&H Constructions request for subcontractor substitution for construction contract for the new animal services facility project. All districts requirements of the Brown Act have been satisfied as this notice was posted prior to the 72-hour notice requirement.
All right, thank you very much. That brings us then to our consent agenda. And Madam Clerk, I'd offer the public a chance to comment. We'll open public comment on consent, items 1 through 12.
Okay, please raise your hand if you wish to speak on items 1 through 7.
And the item 12. Yes.
Okay, I see no hands raised.
Right. With no public comment on consent, we'll bring it back to the board and I'll ask supervisors if they have any items they'd like to pull. Supervisor Arnold? Supervisor Ortiz-Legg?
No, sir.
Supervisor Pechon?
No, sir.
Supervisor Compton?
Nothing to pull.
I have none myself. With that, I'd entertain a motion on consent as amended.
I'll make a motion as amended.
I'll second.
All right, thank you very much. Madam Clerk, if you would then please, a roll call vote.
Supervisor Compton?
Yes.
Supervisor Ortiz-Legg?
Yes.
Supervisor Pechon?
Yes.
Supervisor Arnold?
Yes.
And Chairperson Gibson?
Yes. All right, thank you. We'll move on to two presentations today. I am going to take the chair's prerogative on item number 8, which is a resolution proclaiming February as Children's Dental Health Month in San Luis Obispo County. We're really pleased to have Barbara Morrow and Rhoda Gonzalez here to celebrate with us. Let me start by reading the resolution. Whereas the County of San Luis Obispo holds a vision of a healthy community where children and families have access to basic necessities, and whereas oral health is an important and integral part of a child's overall health, and dental disease is highly preventable in children, and whereas drinking fluoridated water keeps teeth strong and reduces tooth decay, and about 20% of county residents have access to community water fluoridation. And whereas studies have shown that every dollar spent on preventative dental care could save up to $50 in restorative and emergency dental treatments. And whereas approximately half of children on Medi-Cal in San Luis Obispo County visited a dentist last year. And whereas the addition of new Medi-Cal dental providers to the county in the last 3 years has improved the local patient to dentist ratio for low-income individuals in San Luis Obispo County, going from 2,500 to 1 to 2,000 to 1. And whereas during pandemic closure, state funding dedicated to oral health was used to address local oral health needs and enabled 30 preventative dental visits to be provided during a health fair, which included 27 teeth cleanings. And whereas the county oral health program provided over 1,200 dental screenings and over 400 fluoride applications to young children in the community as of December 31st, 2021. And whereas the Central Coast Dental and Dental Hygienist Societies, Community Health Centers, Tolosa Children's Dental Center, Central Coast Dental, Cali Dental, Doan DDS Family Dentistry, Friendly Smiles, Halcyon Dental Care, Paso Pediatric Dental, First Five Slo County, Center for Family Strengthening, CAPSLO, and other community partners work together to help address dental health issues by supporting the oral health program's implementation of the Oral Health Improvement Plan for the county. And whereas for many years, the Central Coast Dental Society has been conducting free dental screenings in county elementary schools, but were unable to do so fully last year because of the COVID pandemic and will resume screening children this year. And whereas oral health providers and school nurses will honor Children's Dental Health Month 2022 by contributing to Give Kids a Smile efforts throughout the county that will provide dental services to children in need. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Supervisors, County of San Luis Obispo, State of California, does hereby proclaim February 2022 as Children's Dental Health Month, and supports community efforts to improve access to dental care so that all children have a dental home where they receive regular dental care beginning as soon as their first tooth comes in, and encourages all families enrolled in Medi-Cal to reach out to the county oral health program if they are in need of finding a dental home. There we go. Congratulations, and thank you for your good work. Ms. Morrow, Ms. Gonzalez, would either of you like to address the board?
Yes, please. Thank you so much. I'd like to thank the board for recognizing February as Children's Dental Health Month in our county. I'd like to thank the Oral Health Program team. I just would like to recognize Amber Vellante. She's our Administrative Services Officer. Esmeralda Cantu, she's a Health Education Specialist, and Paulina Flores Jimenez. Without their expertise and efforts, the work of the Oral Health Program is possible. And I'd like to thank our community partners and coalition members. With their support as dental champions, it allows the Oral Health Program to have successes in serving the dental needs of our community's children. I'd like to introduce Rhoda Gonzalez. She's a community partner, and she'll say a few words about some of the exciting work we're partnering on.
Fantastic.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for including me in this wonderful, wonderful resolution. My name is Rhoda Hal Gonzalez, and I am a registered dental hygienist in alternative practice and a Medi-Cal dental provider. It's truly an honor that San Luis Obispo County is recognizing February as National Children's Dental Hygiene Month. And we have been working together. I'm talking about Barb, Amber, and their team over the last several years with the local dental pilot project. And recently with my move into San Luis Obispo County, we are collaborating now on the local oral health program, which is really extending and building off of the really important successes of the local dental pilot project when it ended. So what we're doing is we're collaborating and we're building on the relationships built within our schools to continue the coordination of preventive dental care and access in the schools. So we know children across the state, California, 50% of third graders have decay, and a certain percentage of that have untreated decay. So we know that toothaches, they hurt, cavities hurt. And when a child with a toothache isn't able to sleep at night, isn't able to concentrate in school, they're four times more likely to suffer from a grade point average, a low grade point average. And we know that what gets us into colleges, what sets us up for success is getting good grades and a high grade point average. So dental sealants, they're proven to prevent up to 80% of cavities. So our program together is working with the local oral health program, going out screening our children for the need for dental sealants, applying that direct service at the schools, and then referring and coordinating care in the community to a dental home. So we're really focusing on children whose maybe the families are impacted. It's hard for them to take time off of work to go get that service. We're bringing that preventive care on campus. And then we're also really helping because we know with this pandemic, there has really been an impact to our dental offices. This morning, I read a study that one in three dental offices are having a workforce shortage. So we know it's harder to get into the already short dental offices accepting Medi-Cal dental. So thank you again for this resolution. If there's anything I missed, Barb, feel free to step in and speak about it. But I'm just super excited for this opportunity in San Luis Obispo County. Thank you.
No, thank you so much, Rhoda. Well said. And thank you again to the board for recognizing this important month and the important work that we do.
Absolutely. Let me open it to the public. Are there any members of the public that would like to comment on this resolution?
I see one hand raised by the name caller in user 3. Press star to unmute. Star 9.
Maybe give it one more try. Again, call in user 3. If you press star 9, you can unmute. And the hand came down, Madam Clerk, apparently. So with that, I'll close public comment on this item and bring it back to the board for any comments from colleagues. Supervisor Ortiz-Legg.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you for helping these kids. You know, in the long run, we know this is a great investment. I mean, what you're doing for their futures, and these are future adults that would be impacted as well. So really appreciate everybody's contribution and the great collaboration you have going with the number of partners. So thank you.
Supervisor Arnold.
Yes, I too want to thank you. You guys have been working so hard for so many years to build these programs throughout the county, and it's been so successful, and you've done so much good work here in the county. So we really appreciate you. Thank you for being here today.
Supervisor Compton.
So again, thank you for being here. And I tell this story every year, but it still amazes me. So I grew up in a family where my father was a dentist, and you just take it for granted. You have to brush your teeth, you know, when you get up and before you go to bed and after meals, but a lot of kids don't ever learn that, and they put them to bed with bottles, and parents just don't know and they aren't educated. But my dad used to tell a story that he would have kids come into his office and their parents would actually put soda in their cereal for breakfast instead of milk. And it's shocking what happens out there because parents just don't know. So thank you for all you do in educating them, and you just, even humans and animals, you don't realize if you have bad teeth that, or teeth with cavities, it affects the whole body system and you're not healthy. So thank you for that.
Supervisor Pichon.
Yeah, I'll add my two cents in. Thank you very, very much for all you do. I'm always amazed, and I, as the father of a high schooler, you know, that tooth decay and what's going on, teens are four times more likely than to have tooth decay than asthma. So I hand it to you. You got a big job ahead of you. Obviously, there's a big marketing campaign to get teens to eat all kinds of crazy things, but we appreciate all you do, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Supervisor. And let me just wrap up by saying, as our board's representative to the first five commission, this is an investment that we make every year, and we are more than glad to do so, because the payback is extraordinary. This is a dental caries, as I think the technical term goes, is easily preventable. And in preventing them, we gain incredible benefit for the children that get treated. And so as we look at the opportunity to affect kids' lives, this is huge. Let me add my thanks to both of you and all your colleagues for all the work you do. And we will look forward to more and more impressive gains in coming years. So take care and offer our thanks, please.
Thank you so much.
With that then, we'll move on to item number 9, which is a resolution recognizing Meat Month. And I did not get feedback returned as to which of my colleagues was gonna read this resolution. I'll offer them. It looks like Supervisor Pichon's hand is up. I would take it to—
Chairperson Gibson, do you want a motion for the previous presentation?
Good idea. Good idea. I'd entertain a motion on item number 8, please.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Thank you. Then a roll call vote, please.
Supervisor Pichon?
Yes.
Supervisor Ortiz-Legg?
Yes.
Supervisor Compton?
Yes.
Supervisor Arnold?
Yes.
And Chairperson Gibson?
Yes. All right. Now we'll move on to item number 9 and ask which of my colleagues might be reading this resolution. It's actually Supervisor Arnold.
Yep, I'm prepared to read this this morning. So thank you, Chair Gibson. And I don't know if we have some of our San Luis Obispo County cattlewomen in the audience today, but I guess I'll just go ahead and read the resolution, and if they're here, they can step in afterwards. So again, it's my pleasure to welcome the San Luis Obispo County cattle women who work very hard all year long, educating the citizens here in this county and offering scholarships to young people that are going into the livestock industry in this county and throughout the state of California. This resolution proclaims February 2022 as National Meat Month in San Luis Obispo County and reads as follows. Whereas San Luis Obispo County cattlewomen are proud that the continued production of a nutrient-dense food for the populace has played a historic, economic, and healthful role in our daily lives, and that the livestock and meat industry have been significant in the development of this nation and our county. And whereas the San Luis Obispo County cattlewomen and cattle producers are committed to protecting the environment and the responsible use of our country's natural resources, and know it is in our best interest to maintain and improve the land, water, and other resources for which we are responsible and depend upon for our livelihoods. And whereas the San Luis Obispo County cattlewomen have the most members in the state involved in beef education, and realize that education is and will always be a priority. And whereas the San Luis Obispo County cattlewomen are proud to be one of the founding members of the Agricultural Education Committee to promote agricultural literacy among school children, and are also providing an ever-increasing scholarship program for young people committed to agriculture, now therefore be it resolved and ordered that the Board of Supervisors of the County of San Luis Obispo, State of California, does hereby proclaim February 2022 as National Meat Month in San Luis Obispo County.
You're muted, Bruce. Excuse me, Supervisor Gibson.
Thank you. That's very complicated. I'm new to this Zoom thing. Let me first open it to public comment. Let me offer the opportunity for any members of the cattle women to speak up first. I think I'm looking at the same screen as the clerk, and I don't see any public comment coming forth. And I would open this item to public comment from the general public. Anyone like to comment on this? I do see one hand up.
Good morning, Chairman Gibson. Catherine McGinnis, president of San Luis Obispo County Cattlewomen. We are here in attendance.
Okay, excellent.
I want to thank you this morning for inviting us to acknowledge February as Meat Month and the importance of the meat industry to San Luis Obispo County. The San Luis Obispo County Cattlewomen believe the livestock industry to be of basic importance to world existence. We support this industry with our labor, our finances, information and publicity, education and legislative activities. The San Luis Obispo County Cattlewomen is a diverse group of women scattered throughout the county who share a passion for producing specifically high quality beef, a valuable source of protein. Our purpose is to positively educate consumers about our industry, the beef and beef byproducts that we produce. And we do have here a few examples of those byproducts that we commonly use every day. We take great pride in our stewardship of the land, constant care and low stress management of our livestock, and our ability to produce feed for the world. We strive to instill in the coming generations the love of the land and of life, the humility and awe of nature, and the hope and faith in the future. We appreciate the recognition and acknowledgement today for everyone in the meat industry and celebrate the support and efforts by this Board of Supervisors on behalf of the meat industry. Thank you all very much.
Thank you, Ms. McGinnis, and appreciate you and your colleagues being here. Let me now open it to public comment on this item, Madam Clerk.
Hold on. Yes, ma'am.
Was there more that the cattlewomen had?
I would just like to introduce our first vice president and our cattlewoman of the year, Tracy Nicholson.
Good morning and thank you. Thank you for taking this time. I really, really appreciate it for all you people as well.
Good morning, Ms. Nicholson.
And our second vice president, Nicole Stainer.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Ms. Stainer.
Thank you for having us.
Pleasure. Supervisor Arnold, would you like to offer further comment or should we go to public comment on this?
Yes, please. I just want to thank the cattlewomen for being in house today. Congratulate Tracy, the Nixon family's been generational producers here in the county. And I just wanted to share with our listening audience, you know, as chair of the Fire Safe Council, I become more aware every year how much good this industry does with grazing livestock throughout the natural landscape of our county and other counties to prevent wildfire, in addition to what they do using natural landscape to produce a healthy protein as a food source. So thank you, ladies, for being here today and for all the work. This is a hardworking group.
Okay.
Thank you.
Supervisor Compton?
Yes, thank you for that. So congratulations, Tracy. I'm happy you could join us at least virtually. I wish it were in person, but congratulations. And it's a pleasure to be celebrating Meat Month with all of you. And thank you for all the cattlewomen do. And during hard times, good times, good economies, bad economies, all the challenges that you face with weather, everything, it's just a real tribute to hardworking individuals and hardworking families. So thank you for all that you do.
Thank you.
While we're at it, Supervisor Pichon.
I'd also add my voice to thanks to the cattlewomen and looking forward to seeing you all at the California Mid-State Fair this summer. Thank you.
Absolutely.
All right. But let me go. Supervisor Ortiz Legg.
Yeah, it's okay. All right, thank you, Chairman. And I really liked what Debbie said in regards to the multiple uses and benefits that we have from the cattle industry and all the work that you're doing. I think that we underestimate, and it's just really great to have you there. I'm sorry that this is still virtual. I was looking forward to this being in person this year, but I really am happy to see everyone and just, you know, we're glad for all the promotion. Every time we get that packet, I learn some more. So you guys are doing a great job, ladies. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Supervisor. All right, let me go now to Madam Clerk to see if there's any public comment on this item.
Lindy Owen.
Good morning, Lindy Owen. I'm from Los Osos. As a 40-year vegetarian, I would also like to appreciate the cattle industry up until the point when cattle do get raced off to butcher and stand in stock fields for weeks as they get fattened up before their eventual slaughter. We also have a huge agricultural industry in this county, and I support expansion and water use that would go towards a better use for protein. And I don't mean to rain on the cloud, but I was actually trying to get into earlier comment, but the system is so difficult. I got on this accidentally. So those are my comments. Thank you.
Right. Madam Clerk, any other public comment?
No other public comment.
All right, then we'll close it to public comment, bring it back to the board. Again, members of the Cattlewomen, thank you for being here this morning, and I would entertain a motion on this resolution.
I'd like to move to approve this resolution.
I'll second.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, a roll call vote.
Supervisor Arnold?
Yes.
Supervisor Compton?
Yes.
Supervisor Pichon?
Yes.
Supervisor Ortiz Legg?
Yes.
And Chairperson Gibson?
Yes. All right. Thank you all very much. With that, then, it brings us to our last item of the morning, which is public comment for items not on the agenda. And I think we can see if we can, yeah, we're muted there. I'll turn it back to Madam Clerk for comment on items not on the agenda.
Okay, looks like we have one. Lindy Owen.
Good morning again. Lindy Owen, I first would like to say this is the third meeting, which has been virtually impossible to get to any kind of public comment. And I question whether that doesn't bring any questions to the board's mind, why there has been no public comment. My first public comment would be to ask what is happening with the Animal Services building. February completion for the new facility is here almost. I know there's details to wrap up, but I do believe that the existing building has enough structural offerings to really help the homeless humans in the county. And I look forward to some progress and some creativity. We need laundry facilities for the Kansas Avenue site, which is directly next door. We need overflow for that area. We need offices for the services that cannot be offered currently. I would really encourage that direction go towards turning that animal facilities, the old one, into something that our homeless can have for someplace for themselves to be homed and sheltered. When you limit public comment and you have meetings that show no presentations on these important subjects, as in last week, the shutting down of the Black, the library Black Gold system that we had, that is not doing the citizens of the county a bit of good to not know what is going on. And I would really appreciate that we get back to some presentations that explain what these votes that you make are about, and correct your method to get into public comment. I was lucky to figure it out this time, but this is the third meeting where you've changed the method. And I think you're failing your community by not allowing public comment and getting people's opinions. And again, I want to see the millions and millions and millions of dollars coming in for homeless services to be put into some actual hard building materials and improvements and places for the homeless to go instead of sweeping them off streets and out of creeks constantly. This is not effective, and I think our county should almost be ashamed of the way that we've managed our shelter housing for homeless. I'll leave it at that. Thank you very much.
Okay, next is Hannah Ensign.
Hello, good morning.
Hello?
Yes, you here?
Yes, if you could give us your name for the record, and you have three minutes.
I'm with Hannah Ensign. I'm her husband, Corbin Ensign. Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't started yet. You can still hear me, correct?
Yes.
Okay. We are Napoma residents, lifelong Napoma residents, and in the last few years, there's been a huge problem with very large parties, DJs. The sheriffs come out, but they will not enforce anything. They say there is no noise ordinance in Napoma. We're calling the sheriff at least 30 times a year right now. Many households around us feel the same way as we do. We're fine with people getting together and everything. We're not against that, but it's to the point where, you know, my wife's a nurse at the hospital there, and she has to get up in the morning to work, but these parties go to 2 a.m. and it's so loud that we can't even watch television in our own home. And we're not on a, we're out on 5 acres here in Napomo, and we don't know what to do anymore. We wanted to upgrade our property and build a home, but we're scared that we're gonna be living, you know, with this extreme noise pollution. And these parties are happening at different places, but with the same people. A lot of them own homes in Santa Maria and then buy these acreage properties here for their party ranches, they call them. So I don't know what the solution is. If we have to do more legwork, we could use some guidance, I guess. And that is all.
All right. Thank you, sir. Any other public comment, Madam Clerk?
No other public comment.
All right, we'll close public comment on items not on the agenda and bring it back to the board. Supervisor Compton?
Yep, if Mr. Ensign is still listening, he's welcome to give our office a call. We were on a very long conference call yesterday with code enforcement about a couple of similar issues that it appears it's one entity orchestrating some of these events, and they're selling tickets for them, et cetera. So if he is still on the line, or I can probably get his contact information from the clerk recorder, but please call our office and we'll see if we can work through those issues with him.
All right, thank you, Ms. Compton. Let me just make a request of admin and Madam Clerk. If we could, prior to our next meeting, just be sure that we have widely advertised the means by which folks can get in to make public comment. I know we've done that. Maybe we could get a press release out. Maybe we could get a specific posting, because I tend to think we're going to be remote again next 2 weeks from today when we meet once again. And then perhaps we could do just a quick test before we convene at 9 o'clock on the 15th. And we'd just ask if our CAO might follow up on that, just to double check that we have full accessibility.
I can do that, Supervisor.
All right, very good. Thank you, sir. With that, Council, I believe you indicated we do not have closed session. But since it is agendized, let me open it for any comments that would have been offered for on closed session. And Madam Clerk, I
see no hands raised.
I see no hands either, so we'll close public comment. And we will adjourn this meeting. Our next meeting will be February 15th. Thank you.
Thank you.